Ah, yes, I punched the button. And now, by magic of radio and a phone line, here is Liz Callahan from the Hanford Mills Museum. Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Isn't magic amazing?
It certainly is. Like, all of a sudden, I'm done with the sports, and all of a sudden, I go boom, 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 and there you are. Yes.
It's that ingenuity at work.
it sure is. So how are you this morning, Liz?
I am great, Joe. We're getting ready for a really exciting day on Saturday at
yes.
Hanford Mills Museum, and I wanted to have an opportunity to tell your listeners about our Antique Engine Jamboree
mm-hmm.
and Power Fest. So thank you for talking to me this morning.
Well, no problem. I love it because, first of all, I love antique engines. And the Hanford Mills Museum is one of the stellar attractions of our area. You know, when I say our area, I mean, you know, all the area that the radio station covers. And we just wanted to get the word out to everybody that doesn't know. And many people do know. I mean, I see how people love your museum on TripAdvisor and all of that. They always make some nice comments about it.
It's nice to have that good visitor feedback, and we really work hard to make sure everybody who comes to Hanford Mills has a great experience. And whether it's on a daily tour, and we're open from Wednesdays through Sundays from 10 to 5 through mid-October for tours and demonstrations, or at an event like Engine Show, where we bring all sorts of really interesting exhibitors together to really kind of give our visitors a treat. We're really glad that we get such great feedback from the people who come to see us, and we work hard to do that. But Engine Show is a long, long time event at Hanford Mills Museum. Some people might remember coming as a kid and now could be bringing their kids.
Some of those engines were new back then, right?
Not quite. The engines were even old then.
Okay.
It's been so well cared for. We have people from not just the Southern Tier, not just the Hudson Valley, but even from across state lines bringing antique engines on Saturday to Hanford Mills Museum.
And they don't even have to sneak them across.
They're engines that have been pristinely restored, that operate, that demonstrate historic processes. The people who bring them, the exhibitors, are people who love their engines and love the restoration they've undertaken and really want to share that passion with our visitors. So as visitors explore the historic site and walk around on Saturday, they'll be able to speak with or watch or just ooh and ah over all sorts of engines, large and small, from steam traction engines to miniature model engines that people have built and are actually functioning model engines, to outboard motors that have been restored, to antique cars. Our 70-acre site will be full of dozens and dozens of engines of all shapes and sizes and colors and noises.
Well, you highlighted a Bel Air that you're going to have over there, too, the Chevy Bel Air.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's good.
We're kind of in the great position of being able to say it looks like we'll have cars from several decades, from the Model A Ford to the Chevy Bel Air to the fire truck that used to be at
Ooh.
The Catskill Game Farm.
Oh, that one.
People will be scratching their heads going, really?
Oh, my
one
goodness.
One of our collectors has purchased and restored that. And now during our event, he'll be giving rides around our site in that fire truck. So talk about stepping back into a real personal time for many listeners.
Oh, wow. That's going to be something because everybody loved the Catskill Game Farm.
Right.
And fire
everybody
engine.
Everybody remembers riding in the fire truck.
Of course they do. Yeah.
They can come and ride again on Saturday and bring their kids or their grandkids to do it with them.
That was an oh, wow moment if ever there was one for me. I'll tell you to talk about that fire engine. But there's going to be all kinds of cars there, all kinds of engines. Engines, some naked ones, pardon the expression.
Yes. Some naked, some all dolled up and painted up like painted ladies.
Exactly.
But some people restore them to really kind of reflect how they would have looked new before they were used and
mm-hmm.
maintain them really, really pristinely. Other people might have them look more aged, shall we say.
Yeah, unretouched.
Not done a lot aesthetically to the engine, but the engine is operating and functioning as it would have. So there's a big continuum, and people have different reasons for taking different approaches to their collecting and preserving their engines.
Now, aside from the engines, is the rest of the museum is going to be operating as normal too,
yeah,
right? With the steam powered.
It's a really unique opportunity to visit the mill because we're not able to operate steam power every day when visitors come to the museum because steam power takes a lot of work and it's a big undertaking. But on Saturday, we will have our steam power plant operating, so we'll be generating steam in our boiler and using that steam to power the horizontal and vertical engines. The horizontal engine operates the sawmill, so we'll be doing demonstrations of the sawmill with steam power. We'll be operating several machines throughout the mill, some powered by steam, some powered by the water wheel and the water turbine. And then, of course, the steam power will also power the engines of several collectors who will hook up to our steam manifold. So it's one of those days where we have dogs and ponies out all over the place, except they're not really dogs and ponies. They're suspensions and gas engines and
all kinds of what fires up the steam? Is it coal fired or what?
It's wood fired.
Wood fired. Okay.
And we chose to, when we rebuilt the steam power plant, we chose to make it solely wood fired because we have access to scrap wood and kindling from the processes we do on site at the mill. As we use the sawmill and the woodworking factory, we have the scrap wood and the cordwood that we've taken down from trees that have fallen down or need to come down on the site. When the Hanfords were operating, they had a steam power plant that could operate with either wood or coal, and they had access to coal because they were actually distributing coal to the community. They had a kind of a really interesting complex of a lot of different activities in the operating mill, including a hardware store. And one of the reasons we have the engine show is because they sold engines to people in the agricultural community, because engines are not just ooh and ah over and watch putt and whir today. They did really important jobs on farms and throughout our communities when people didn't have access to electricity in their home and in their barn.
All right. So, yeah, then, you know, it's fascinating with the engines and all, you know, then there's going to be music and there's going to be food, from what I understand, as well.
There will be food from Tickled Pink Barbecue, some great barbecue, some homemade mac and cheese, some pie from the East Meredith Pres Church. So you can take a pie home or buy a slice and enjoy it on the site. The music by the Stoddard Hollow String Band. Bring a picnic if barbecue, mac and cheese, and pie doesn't sound good, or if you want to have a little
sounds party. Sounds fine to me.
Settle in and enjoy the music of the engines and the Stoddard Hollow String Band, which is a perfect complement to this event.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. Just walking the grounds out there is kind of neat, too.
Thanks, Joe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just a fun day. And the weather promises to be pretty darn good.
Yeah, the weather looks great, and I'll encourage visitors to either come out on Saturday and see the engines, or if they haven't been out in a while, come see the things we've added, because we now have over 20 different historic processes that we can demonstrate in the mill, powered by water turbine, water wheel, and steam power. And we're so proud of the work we've done at Hanford Mills, so make it a point to visit soon.
Now, you know, this is going to appeal to people who like engines, people who like classic vehicles, and people who like American history. This is history come alive.
It is the power of history and the history of power. And it is the power of our communities and how all of our rural communities grew around small mills. So it isn't just special because it's Hanford Mills. It represents all of our history.
So in addition to the antique engine show that's happening on Saturday, your season goes through October, right?
We go through October 15th, Joe, and we'll have one more event in early October, our Woodsman's Festival on October 3rd. Between engine show this Saturday and October 3rd, we also offer a wood-fired cook stove workshop in the Hanford House. So anybody who's interested in learning how to cook on a wood-fired cook stove can check out the website. That's going to be on September 26th. That does require pre-registration. And, of course, we are open Wednesdays through Sundays for tours and demonstrations through October 15th.
All right. And then the antique engine show is this Saturday?
Yes.
And that's
all
day.
Saturday from 10 to 5.
10 to 5. Now, let's locate the museum for anybody who doesn't know.
It's in East Meredith, New York, at the crossroads of Delaware County Route 10 and Delaware County Route 12, right in the middle of the hamlet of East Meredith, New York. We're about 3 miles south of State Route 23 when you're turning at the Davenport Garden Center. If you're coming from Stamford, you might choose to turn a little sooner and head southwest on the county road that hits State Route 23 near Stamford. But if anybody has questions about how to get to us from east, west, north, or south, if you can't punch 51 County Highway 12 into your GPS and find us, we are glad to walk you through directions from wherever you're coming if you call us at 607-278-5744.
278-5744, area code 607. Also, we can find out on your website, which is?
HanfordMills.org.
Well, Liz Callahan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Joe. Have a great day.
See those engines this weekend. You have a wonderful day, too. All right. That's Liz Callahan from the Hanford Mills Museum. A wonderful place to visit. We still have a lot of summer left and a lot of fall coming up, too, which is so beautiful around here, as a matter of fact. And Liz said, they're going to have more events. And so you still have time to get out there. And it's Saturday. Don't forget to get out there and check out the engines and the classic cars and the sawmill and all of that wonderful stuff. And try some of that barbecue. Who doesn't like barbecue and pies? And mac and cheese. I don't know. Maybe, I know somebody who didn't like pizza once. I mean, that was only once in my life. Anyway, mac and cheese and barbecue and pies sounds like a perfect combination to me. 8:18 in the morning, we have got to check in with Paul Tesoro. And this is the Almanac.